Hi, and welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results strategist.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number 370.
Yeah, it's like after 369 and before 371.
We have made it to 370. That's pretty exciting. As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is determine the user intent prior to writing your content.
And you must understand what your users will do, what they want to do, and what you want to present to them. And not only that, how they will be finding you, what device they'll be on. I'll understand all of that, then write your content so it can address all of those concerns.
Make sure you subscribe and follow. Boom. I got it right. Please remember, Charles and I, we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And I did that backwards because we are filmed live here in Houston, Texas.
And our mantra
is
don't be a douche.
It is don't be a douche. Thank you, because we would have just missed it altogether. We do have a good article that we're discussing. It's related to mobile, that I
know. Yeah, yeah. I want to give a punch in the face to Ale Borisovich. This is our second article we reviewed from him and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal. He posted this 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes you need to know. Ironically, SCJ does a great job of presenting different titles.
Right.
So this is like the article title, but it's not the post title. Post title is totally different.
Okay.
But anyway, 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes you need to know. Punch in the face to Ale Borisovich. We'll get into that in a minute.
Excellent. If you have some sort of electronic device, we are hoping that you would tweet something. What should they tweet?
Well, tweet us, right? Make sure you tag us in it at eWebResults, at Best SEO Podcast. Use the hashtag SEO Podcast. This is number 370. And like I said, tag us in it. That way we can follow you back and do all of our social networking.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're watching us on Facebook Live, by the way, we do go on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and share our live feed on your wall. Yeah, that way we can get more attention. What's next? If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
I'm waiting on. Like, I don't know what was next. I was asking, I have no clue what's next right now because I never heard that part before.
We just told you. Yeah, I have an idea. Let's wing it. But first, I need the script before we wing it. If this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to have you.
We are in the middle of what we call the potato section. We're about to get into the meat. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that we're not going to skip a particular session. You're happy that I don't have a tear tattoo, because I get a tear tattoo under my right eye every time we go a week without a review. We did get a review. We'll be talking about that soon. And we run a contest. And the contest is, if we get 10 Shikos.
A Shiko is an eWeb Results branded term for social engagement. It stands for shares, likes, and follows. Psycho.
If we get 10 of those Psychos. And we get a review, then we don't go through the process of telling you how you could leave us a review.
Yeah,
it's we a got very the review.
Process.
Yeah, we got the review. We did not get the 10 Shikos. So here's how you could leave us a review. The first one has 3 steps. Go on to iTunes, create an account, and write a review. If you make that review on YouTube, this is getting longer. We would really like you to make that review
5 stars. Yeah, I'm great at improv. Let's go.
So now that you've written your
5 star
review, go ahead and send us an email letting us know, and send that email to podcast@eWebResults.com. The next place you can leave a review is you could leave it on our Google My Business page.
Our Google profile. It was a Google review.
Yes, we've made it incredibly easy. All you need to do is go to...
It's not on our Google My Business page. They're not really going to the page.
That's true.
To leave the... It may show on the page, but they're not going to the page.
You're right. We're not sending you to the page. We're just sending you to the most convenient and easy way where you could leave us a review.
A search result.
And we've made it easy for you to get there. Yeah. All you need to do is go to ewebresults.com/Google+.
/Google+.
/G+.
/G+.
All of those will take you to really a search engine result page where a pop-up will come up, mm-hmm. and you could enter review. Please make that review
5 stars.
Next, you could leave us a review on Stitcher.
Easy to do.
We have made it easy. I'm glad David did the research, because apparently I did it and then forgot I did it and wouldn't have talked about it. All you have to do is go to ewebresults.com/...
Is that Stitcher?
Yes. That's how easy it is. He didn't even know it, and he could have done it. ewebresults.com/Stitcher will take you to our Stitcher page. Click the stars.
Write a review. It's at the top right corner. Push the button. Make that 5 stars.
Five stars. Boom. Thank you. Next, you could leave us a review on Facebook. All you need to do is go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/eWebResults. And then click the stars and do the needful. Make those reviews. 5 stars. Yeah. I went solo. I changed it all up. Now, what we will also tell you is how you can Shiko us. Mm-hmm. That's very simple. All of these platforms, you find our profile on them. Facebook.com/eWebResults. Twitter.com/eWebResults. Instagram.com/eWebResults. YouTube.com/eWebResults. LinkedIn.com/company/eWebResults. eWebResults. All of those take you to our profiles on those platforms, and please connect with us. Shiko us. If you are a WordPress guru or a PHP genius, we're probably looking for you.
Please call
us and leave an audio resume, 713-510-7846. If you would like a free comprehensive website profit analysis, go ahead and go to eWebResults.com and click the green button. We will. The next step after you click the green button is actually to schedule a call. That first call and getting that profit analysis. We really want to have a conversation with you and make sure that we're going down the right path for your website profit analysis. You'll schedule that call. It's about 10 to 15 minutes.
Take advantage.
Yes. Actually, I think the review from last week was talking about that how good that analysis is. Do we have any algo cat?
No algo cat.
There is no algo cat. So let's see what we want to get into. I had a question here. Let's look at this question. Oh, actually, it's a good one and it's advice. All right, Dan Albert. He wrote us and he said, "Fellas, I was catching up on the podcast today, episode 366.
Okay, not that far back.
Whoever was in the studio shooting pictures, I could hear the camera beep every time it focused, and it was making me insane. Other than that, 5 stars. Because he did give us 5 stars. Thanks for a great show. I'm an experienced professional, but am using my GI Bill to add an MS in Internet Marketing Full Sail University there's a typo there. Thanks for contributing to my learning experience, Dan Albert. First punch in the face to you, Mr. Dan Albert. We appreciate you. And interestingly, it was also driving David, who takes the photos, crazy.
Yeah.
Not while he's taking them. That's interesting.
But while he's editing.
Later. While he was editing the video, he's like, "That's so annoying. I had to turn it off." So it's already turned off. That's good. I got a little bit of news.
I got news too. I thought you said that was a question. That was more of a statement.
Yeah.
So I got news too. Yep. Go ahead. You go first.
All right. So have you heard of Juicero? So Juicero.
Hold on. I'm pretty good at this. No, yeah. But it sounds like it's probably some juicing company.
It is. It's a juice. Well, they're not a juicing company. So what they've done is they've sold a device that you stick on your counter and then you put in like a juice patch and it pours the juice out. Right?
Putting in a juice.
Yeah, so kind of like a Keurig thing or whatever. So the interesting thing is.
And they mix it with water or something? Like, what does it do? Okay, go ahead.
So it's Wi-Fi connected, so it tells you when you need to replace your juicer, and basically that's it. And they were selling it for $3.99.
Oh, so I still need to supply my own juice?
You've got to supply the packages.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you go buy the packages. They're just packages of juice.
Mm-hmm.
And concentrated juice. And then you use this thing to, like, it doesn't even squeeze them. It just opens and
pours it. Puts a hole in it and it drains.
$3.99. Hey. So they're actually refunding money, which is kind of impressive. But, you know, give them away and then, you know, sell the juice. That's just crazy. New credit cards are coming out with a fingerprint sensor. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And then there's a company called Plastic that goes bankrupt before delivering anything. So they are raising money. I think it was like on a Kickstarter or something. Basically, the concept was a plastic card that would have a switch on it so that one plastic card could have multiple cards on it, right? So you could switch between your Visa, your MasterCard, your debit card, whatever. Great concept.
Multiple chips in the card.
A whole lot of people bought it, like millions of dollars worth, and they didn't deliver one, and they declared bankruptcy.
Wow.
That could be like on Wet News, actually, so... And that's all the news I got. You got some?
I got a couple pieces of news. Let's talk Google.
All right.
So Google is launching a new job search service called Google Hire.
Okay.
Heard of it?
Not surprising.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, when you look at Indeed and all those things out there, it makes sense for them to get into that market. They say multiple sources claim that Google Hire will be a recruitment tool which allows employers to manage job apps. Employers will be able to place ads for job listings, which job seekers will then be able to apply for using those Google accounts. That's what's up, Google. I ain't really mad at you about that. they expand more and more and get into more and more things. So getting into the employment and job hiring, it is what it is.
Yep.
Dig this, though. Let's talk Google My Business. GMB now reports on returning customers. Thought this was pretty cool.
Okay.
We were sending people to GMB search result page for our reviews, right? But understand how many people search GMB, that listing comes up and you tap directions, right?
Right.
Then Google effectively knows that I am on my way to this location.
Right.
Especially if I hit done, right?
Yep.
Now, what if this is a place I've been to before?
Then you're a repeat customer.
So Google My Business now reports.
Doesn't know how to drive across town. Or wants traffic information.
Exactly. Or coming from a different place. Houston,
angle,
you know, I'm coming from the northwest side now.
I could get there without my phone. I just know that I'll make sure I'll get there faster with my phone. Absolutely.
Exactly. Two new reporting insights have been spotted in some users' Google My Business dashboards. GMB is now reporting on the amount of returning customers to a business and the most popular times of a business. That's what's up, GMB.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you can report that data as an agency for us who tend to manage GMB accounts for most of our clients.
Yep.
That's great feedback for us because now I can go back and say, hey, you should staff up during these hours because this is obviously your peak time. And look out for this client because they're repeat referral and they came from an organic search.
And you need to treat them well.
Yeah.
And they've written you a review.
They left you a review. Exactly. So punch in the face to Google My Business, finally doing something to help the agencies, even though you probably weren't intending for the agencies to be helped. That's what's up. My last piece of news I'm going to save for what news?
Okay, cool. So I got a review. This review is from J.R. Beakley. It is, of course,
five stars.
And literally the review says, another
five stars.
Keep up the good work, y'all. Still listening to podcasts in the late 150s, I'm guessing. But I'm catching up every day. Thanks.
Skip past 180. And skip past 270 something.
Yeah. When you get there, you'll know.
You'll know.
You will know. All right. So that is the potatoes of our podcast.
I got one potato.
Oh, one more.
This potato goes to Mandy Love. Shout out to Mandy Love. She hit us up on Twitter at BadRobot1976. She says at Best SEO Podcast at Eware Results. Great job this week. # Best SEO Podcast. Punch in the face to you. Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate you tuning in.
Love it. Bad Robot? What was that?
Bad Robot 1976.
I like that. Bad Robot. Bad Robot. Stop it.
Oh, and there you go.
Excellent. Oh, that's a good handle.
Well, yeah, we've dealt with him before.
Yeah. Not boom. That is the potatoes of the podcast. It's time to get into the meat. Before we get into the meat, just want to say hello, Mandy. Hello, Melanie. And Catherine, yes, on Facebook, it's reversed. The reason we do that is so that we can see the phone. When we see the phone, then it gets reversed. Because otherwise, we would be confused. When it go right hand, it would go the wrong way. And we can also read your tweets. So, I mean, your in messages. So, time to get into the meat.
Awesome, awesome. Want to give a punch in the face to Ali Barisevich and the good folks over at Search Engine Journal.
Yes.
He posted this article, 10 Most Harmful Mobile SEO Mistakes You Need to Know. And so let's get right into it, because we all know that mobile SEO specifically is a huge task. It's a challenge for some people. But what I have noticed, and even going through this article, kind of made me realize that there are a lot of people who still aren't on responsive design.
Yeah.
Frankly, it's a lot of people who still have a desktop version and a mobile version.
Right, right.
And so in this post, he really addressed some of those issues also. So it's a good article. Let's get right into it. 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes you need to know. Number one. What you think number one is? Mobile SEO.
Not having a mobile friendly website. Isn't that number one?
Well,
shouldn't it be mobile friendly website? Having a separate mobile website. Slow site speed.
Slow site speed is number one. His number one. He says page load speed is an important Google ranking factor, but it's also important to the people who will be visiting your site. According to Google Research, 53% of people will abandon a page if it takes longer than 3 seconds to load. He's absolutely right about this. This is something we talk about all the time, about appeasing the user and also appeasing the search engine. And so, yeah, you want your site to load extremely fast as you possibly can. Matter of fact, he recommends your goal. He says your goal should be to get every mobile page to render in under 1 second. And the key here is understanding that that user, that visitor who's visiting your site on their mobile device, since we're talking mobile SEO, is likely extremely impatient. You're already on their data. And so they're looking for this page to load extremely fast. It's important to get them to engage with this content that you work so hard to create. Now, also for the Google user, like Google itself, and not just Google, but Google Bot, Bing Bot, and all of the other bots out there, we need them to also experience a really fast site. We need it to load quickly. We need the browser to understand that this site loaded quickly, so that way your rankings have a chance of improving, and you overall give a better experience to the user and to Google. Improve your site speed. Make sure it's fast. Now, how do you do that? He got a couple tips here. Number one, he says minimize request and redirects.
Yeah,
we got a redirect issue we need to look at right now.
Yeah.
But one of the things, you want to minimize those redirects. Like, no need to have. Now, in this case, he's really talking about, let's say you got a desktop version and you got a certain set of pages, and then you have a mobile version with a certain set of pages, and maybe you have multiple redirects, like from a regular to a M dot or whatever your URL structure is. If you have multiple redirects in there, just getting them from one version to another, need to address that.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
That slows it down.
Exactly. That's what he's talking about. He also says another way to speed your site up is resize and compress your images, right? So you think about those using some WordPress template, then it probably has some kind of Ajax feature with a big image in the background that's scrolling, and maybe another big image here. Optimize those images, man. Like, if that image is over 100 KB, it's probably too big.
Yeah.
And so you need to really get the file size down and compress them. What's not on here, but I'll add, is caching. Like, use some sort of caching plugin that speeds your site up, that automatically caches a lot of those images and content for your return visitors anyway, so that way they can see that stuff. And then lastly, he says check your progress. Well, he said check your hosting solution too. Right. Make sure your site is not hosted in a place where you have, maybe you're on some virtual shared server. Right,
you got thousands of websites and
thousands, and one of them is spamming everybody and just got a whole bunch of images, and it's really slow. Then you're in that neighborhood.
Yeah,
it's kind of like a neighborhood, right? It's exactly like a neighborhood. If you're in a neighborhood and your house is nice and well built and great foundation and the yard's done, but your neighbor sucks, his yard isn't cut.
Yeah,
then your property value is affected by that.
Yep.
So same way in the hosting environment, if you're sharing a server and the sites that are also on your server
are slow, resources,
not bad, got bad links, sucking up resources, all of the above, you're probably affected by that. So check your hosting solution, and he says check your progress.
One thing to add, just for clarity, caching is the process. So let's say you visit a home page. Obviously, your logo should download when it's viewing that home page. When you go to the next page, there should be no reason to download your logo again. It's clearly on the phone already. Mm-hmm. And so caching is the process of saying, hey, use those assets from the phone that I've already downloaded. And there's just settings that you need to do on the backside in the HTML code.
Mm-hmm. And consider that. He just used the logo. But let's say this was a desktop experience, right? Then, and that page loaded up, and there was the logo, there was main menu,
Facebook,
there was like a sidebar with all of these logos. You got footer with some logos and some other stuff in there. And so to have that person click about us or products or services and go to a whole nother page, you really want all of that header, all of that sidebar, and all of that footer that's probably the same to automatically load. It should be cached, right? And so the only thing you're really waiting for is the new content for the new page.
Right.
Take advantage of caching. Slow spike speed.
Number two,
blocked files. We're talking the 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes you need to know. Number one was slow site speed.
Yeah.
Number two is blocked files. Yeah, he says Google Bot should be able to crawl your website like an average user, which means restricting access to JavaScript, CSS, and image files on your website can potentially harm your rankings. He's right. At the end of the day, you have to be open for indexing. We used to like block JavaScript files and block certain things because you really didn't want Google to index them and you wanted your site to load faster. But what Google realized was that a lot of times people were blocking things that's kind of necessary for Googlebot to understand. They want to index this JavaScript. They want to know what's making this site render this way and why. And if we're blocking those resources, then they're kind of calling it spam. And they're like, okay, well, we're not going to rank them. You know,
right.
they're blocking these resources, and the only resources we can access aren't really enough for us to move the site to the top of a mobile search. And so let's put them a little lower. So you want to stop blocking those files. Matter of fact, what I put on here, everything is really should be open for indexing. I don't care whether it's an image or some widget, or maybe some style sheet or whatever it is. Don't block it. Check your robots file. And matter of fact, he says check your robots file to see if any essential elements are disallowed. You want to make sure that you have them open for Googlebot to index whenever it wants, and not having those files blocked. Now, if your site is designed in a way where it's important that you block those files, then I'm going to recommend that you kind of look at the reason why. And you may want to consider some sort of design change or some functionality change,
right,
where you don't have to block those files, because
it's important to Google.
It's important if you don't want to harm your mobile SEO and make more mistakes. Number three, interstitial ads. We're talking the 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes. Number one was slow site speed. Number two is block files. Number three is interstitial ads. He says, if you're displaying any pop-up that covers your screen, you might want to rethink your mobile design, even if it's your most compelling CTA. He's right. We have customers who request this. We've even done this before. Like, you know, look, let's show this pop-up, make it huge, make them so they put them in a position to at least click no. Right, and they forced them to have to close it, which actually drove up conversions for a lot of people. The problem is, it's a horrible experience.
And Google made a change.
Google made a change. And so while we were like, hey, conversions went up by doing this, ranking went down, traffic went down, and that's because it was an interstitial ad. It's a horrible, horrible mobile experience. And now here's this. Here's what makes it horrible.
Yeah,
even though we saw conversions go up, here's what makes it horrible, because I've had this happen to me. You ever seen an ad and you just can't see the X?
There's no X. Yeah.
It's off the screen and I can't get to the X. I can't even. Worse, it's a transparent pop-up. So I can see the content I'm looking for
behind it.
But
you can't scroll. You would literally read the article under that little space under the interstitial if you could scroll.
If I could scroll. Exactly. And I couldn't. Interstitials are a horrible experience on a mobile device. Get rid of them. Plain and simple. Matter of fact, he says pop-ups that cover a page's main content, regardless of whether that occurs as soon as the user clicks from a search results or as they scroll. So yeah, whether this is a immediate pop-up or like an exit intent pop-up, don't matter. If it's covering the whole screen, and then it's not a good look.
Experience.
He says a deceptive layout is another poor example of a interstitial ad. He says deceptive layouts where the above the fold portion tricks users into thinking that they're viewing an interstitial. I've actually had that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking I'm looking at a pop-up.
How do I close it?
And then it's not a pop-up. I just need to scroll. Yeah, I like being fooled that way.
We call that douchey.
Yeah.
Don't be a douche.
So don't have interstitial ads, man. Just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. Nah, he's not talking about all interstitials. Some interstitials are okay, right? They got legal interstitials, for example, that let you know, hey, you need to approve these cookies,
yeah,
this and that, or this site. Usually it's for people over a certain age range or whatever it is. Then those are fine. But yeah, for the most part, get rid of your interstitial ads.
Number four,
unplayable content. This one hit home with me.
I had it happen the other day. I couldn't. There was a big old play button, and I'm like, I need.
This one hit home with me because I'm into music, right? And so I'm always embedding music files and MP3s and SoundClouds and this and that, right? He says, before you include video or multimedia on your page, consider how it will affect your site speed and whether your video embedding is playable on all devices. So usually these days that's not much of a problem, because really the only things being embedded are like YouTube videos, or in our case YouTube, SoundCloud, things like that, and all of those work on HTML5, so they're pretty good.
Right.
However, have you ever heard of a site called, you probably haven't, I'm asking anyway, datpiff.com?
I have not.
Punch in the face to datpiff.com. Y'all need to upgrade y'all site. Holler at me or help y'all with that. Anyway,
yeah.
Datpiff.com is the leader in free mixtapes. So if you're looking for a hip-hop mixtape, you want to go download it, you go to datpiff.com.
Right.
So one of my artists, JT, we released his new mixtape.
Right.
I uploaded it to my datpiff.com account, got the embed feature, so I can feature it on our site, embedded in our site, and their embed feature is Flash. And so, so it looked good right then because I got Flash on my laptop. I could see it. It was fine. As soon as I got to work and tried to look at it, it was like, hey, you can't see this. I put it up on my phone. It was like, hey.
You can't see this.
What made it even worse on my phone? Now, it was a combination of 4 and 3 because the pop-up, I'm sorry.
Telling you that
the embed had an interstitial ad in it.
Oh, geez.
And so when I'm looking at it on my phone, I can see that I can't see the play button. I can't see the music. Only thing I can see is the ad. And the message that I can see behind the ad was saying, you need Flash. And I was like,
so it had a non-Flash ad on top of the Flash component.
That's awesome.
Kicking the shins to you, that piff. Come on, man. With all the kind of traffic and all the downloads and everything y'all getting, y'all need to be responsive and mobile friendly. But yeah, don't have any unplayable content on your site. That's a horrible mobile experience. It'll definitely make your site load slow. Main reason is because your mobile browser, your device, don't know that content is not playable. And so it's trying to load it. It's trying to queue it up, and then it can't.
Yep.
And so you end up with a really slow load time and a horrible experience. Don't have unplayable content on your site.
Number five,
bad redirects and crosslinks. Good one. He says, faulty redirects are a major issue on websites that haven't been optimized for mobile. This is especially true on websites with separate desktop and mobile URLs. Yeah, we were talking about earlier, like you got these redirects. At the end of the day, whatever pages you have on your desktop, if you intend to have those pages on mobile, then you need to have the right redirect from that page to the corresponding page. What you don't want to do is once somebody pulls it up on a mobile device, you redirect them to, I don't know, the home page or to maybe the main category page of that post or whatever it is. You need to go really from URL to URL. And if you're not doing that, then you should. It's not like really nothing else you can do. You just should be doing that.
Right.
And one of the reasons we preach responsive design here is for that reason. By having a responsive site where there's the same site at this point working on desktop, mobile, or tablet, we don't have the URL redirect issues. We don't have the issues of making sure that the same content on a mobile version is the same on a desktop version because it's all the same site. Right. Only challenges we have is determining what pages we want to show you in the menu because on mobile, we may not want to show you the entire menu. Yeah. We may only want to show you the important pages that need you to convert. Right. And so I would, if you're dealing with bad redirects and cross-linking issue, which I've seen a cross-linking issue also, you're just trying to work too fast and you got a mobile version and a desktop version, and on your desktop version you link to the wrong version.
Yep.
You just screwed this mobile visitor up because now their whole presentation changed. Right. So bad redirects and cross-links are a horrible mobile experience, and they are definitely a mobile SEO mistake.
Absolutely.
I would encourage you to investigate some responsive design. Feel free to hit us up if you got any questions.
We can help you with that responsive design. Number six.
Mobile only 404s. Right? 404s are errors. He says, users on desktop and mobile versions of your website should be able to access the same content. What we're just kind of talking about.
Right.
Right. And when you have a mobile 404, that means that this page is literally not available on your mobile device. But this page is available on your desktop.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. Especially when Google has both versions of your site indexed. Right. So if this page here that gets a lot of traffic on your desktop devices and Google has it ranked, and then somebody does a similar search, maybe they even visited your site before. Right, this is more of a reason for Google to want to show them that result. Yep. But this time they're searching on their mobile device and Google shows them the result because the page is in their index, but it's a 404.
They bounce.
They get a horrible, more, now they're confused. Like, I've seen this page before. Yep. So don't have any mobile only 404s. Again, this is one of those responsive issues that would be addressed if you were using one site for both types of presentation, desktop and mobile. Yeah, I'm going to push you to go responsive. Number seven. He says, no rich snippets, right? We're talking the 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes that you need to know. He says, number seven is no rich snippets. He says, Google is always heading in the direction of rich, accurate, and instant answers to queries. Using schema.org to provide those answers will give you a leg up in the mobile search results.
Yeah.
Duh. right? Like, we've been screaming schema and structured data markup for a long time, and we do a lot of focus on local, right? So it's name, address, phone, right? You want to make sure your NAP is marked up with the right schema.
Right.
But he's right. Google is always trying to display information quickly and fast, and so the user can get this information as fast as possible. That's why we have, you know, rich media and knowledge graphs and knowledge cards and things like that. And Google is pulling that information generally from the use of rich snippets.
Right.
And so you want to mark up everything, not only your name, address, and phone, but your restaurant. Mark up your menu. Right. Maybe you got some third party reviews that's not on Yelp and they're not on Google, but they emailed you a testimonial or something. Mark that up as a review.
Yep.
Like, you can do all mark up everything that schema has allowed you to mark
yes.
up. Take the time and do it. You may want to invest in a coder, a programmer, somebody to actually do it for you. But it's that important. Take advantage.
Schema.
Use rich snippets.
Schema it.
Scheme it.
Scheme it.
Scheme it. Yeah, well, exactly. Scheme it. Number eight. This is a pretty good one right here. Not specifying a mobile viewport. Advanced mobile SEO here. He says, not specifying a mobile viewport. He says, mobile screens come in all shapes and sizes. So if you don't specify the correct viewports using the viewport meta tag, then your users may experience pages improperly fitted to their device. He's right.
Yeah.
Right. Meta makes it so easy. So not only most people hear meta and they think keywords and descriptions, right? Which is kind
of
outdated.
It's a lot of value.
It's a lot of meta. Meta titles.
Schemas
in meta. Exactly. Your mobile viewport is actually in meta. And so what we try to do is really go after our kind of main viewports, like the iPhones and the tablets, the most popular devices. We make sure we kind of look good there, because he's right. They come in all shapes and sizes. And so to try and optimize for all of them, probably not a good use of your time.
Right.
So you want to really go after the more popular ones. But the key is to make sure you at least specify. I've looked at plenty of sites that don't even have that meta tag in there, and they wonder why the mobile view is all wonky.
Is so bad, yeah.
Exactly. You want to make sure that you've established what the viewport is and what kind of scalability it has, because that's another tag you'll put in there that will determine how the user scales, how your pixels will adjust on your site. Check your mobile viewport in your coding. It's extremely important for your mobile site. Number nine. Poor mobile design. This is a good one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just didn't design for mobile. I mean, frankly, we've made that mistake before where we've designed for desktop and then we build responsively. And so now we got this responsive site that we really didn't design
for. That was not designed. It was
it still did right? Because the site's responsive. The theme that we build on is responsive. But we didn't dictate how the layout should have been.
It wasn't intentional.
Once they got to mobile. And that's a bad choice. Usually if you do stuff right, you'll kind of let that fly and maybe okay. But in certain instances, depending on what
wrong.
You
yeah.
do,
yeah.
exactly, or bulk of your clients are mobile, then you should spend some time designing specifically for them, right?
Our process is first design for workstation, get that done, and then as we're building that out, also work up mock-ups for the mobile version
mm-hmm.
so our coders know exactly what the mobile version needs to look like.
Yeah, what I added here mm-hmm. was check your analytics, right? At the end of the day, understand what type of visitors you have. I know we're talking, 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes, but truthfully, if less than, if bulk of your visits are desktop, then your mobile design probably isn't as important as your desktop
right.
design. You want to make sure that your site is catering to who your visitors are.
Yep.
Now, if you got a kind of 50-50 situation, 60-40, even 70-30 is enough to warrant a custom mobile design.
Absolutely.
So just kind of understand what type of traffic you get, where they come from, and how your site looks mobily, then make some adjustments. Number 10, just the last one. Not cross-checking metrics that you rely on. He's talking about the 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes that you need to know. And number 10 is not cross-checking the metrics that you rely on. I was like, Ab, what do you mean with this one?
Yeah.
He says, understand how the tools you use on a daily basis work and how the metrics you rely on are calculated. So then I began thinking about this. It's like, I still don't know exactly what you mean. But what I realized it, because I got some other sites in different places. And so I went looking. Like, I spend probably 50%, 60% of my work week in analytics.
Yes.
Right? And that's probably fair.
Diving in.
Diving into analytics. Digging, clicking, pointing, exporting, all of the above, right? Now, analytics does a good job of telling me user data on my site, right?
Right.
Now, I got another site, mostserious.com. It's hosted with GoDaddy, right? And so GoDaddy will provide you your own set of analytics.
Right.
Different from Google Analytics, their own server-based analytics. And when you look at the GoDaddy analytics, I was like, oh, crap, I'm getting a whole bunch of visits, right? It was amazing, the peak and all of the traffic the site was getting. Then I was like, yeah, but my conversions don't scream the same.
We'd have to suck, yeah.
And so then I go and looked at analytics. Analytics was reporting about only 15% of all of the visits that GoDaddy was reporting. So why is GoDaddy reporting 10,000 views and Google reporting 1,500 views? That's what he's talking about when he says not cross-checking your metrics. And so I had to go back and look at it from a mobile perspective and figure out what's the difference. Well, the difference was my analytics is set to filter out bots. GoDaddy ain't filtering nothing.
Yeah.
All bots, all visits, all any kind of traffic that hits the site, they're counting it. Well, Google was like, well, that was spam. That was a bot. That was a ghost.
Yeah.
So we ain't going to count them. You really had 1,500 real people hit your site. And so when
he's... There's another thing that can cause that. I used to use Webalyzer. It's probably available on GoDaddy. GoDaddy may even be driven by some of that. They'll count every hit. So,
repeat visits, return?
Well, no. So each page has 5 images. That's 5 visits. Some of them will do that, right? So that can certainly skew that. And the numbers you're talking
they'll
about.
They'll do that, and then they'll also count page views, right? So analytics account, this is one session. Even though this one session may have 10 page views,
right?
Because it's one person, but I refreshed this page 10 times, or I looked at 10 different pages. So they count that as 10 different sessions, even though it's one. So this is that kind of difference.
Yep,
and that's absolutely what he means when he says cross-check your metrics that you rely on. We rely on these numbers to make marketing decisions and choices and things like that. And he's just really encouraging us to compare data, right? Because there should be some synergy. Like Google Analytics and Go, they did report which pages had the most visits. They were actually consistent there,
right?
Which album that was posted was getting the most activity. They were consistent there also.
Right.
And so you want to cross-check all these metrics, see what's... Just kind of see what's what. It's not necessarily who's right or wrong, but it's just understanding what they're looking for and how they're presenting it. And then that way you can make the right decision and not another mobile SEO mistake. So, man, that's it. Punch in the face to you. Ali Borisovich, the 10 most harmful mobile SEO mistakes you need to know. Slow site speed, block files, interstitial ads, unplayable content. Bad redirects was number 5. Number 6 was mobile only 404s. Number 7, no rich snippets. Number 8, not specifying a mobile viewport. That's probably will be your advanced tip right there. Set that viewport. It's important. Number 9, poor mobile design. And number 10, not cross-checking the metrics you rely on. I can
punch
dig it
in the face.
Yeah, good article.
Good stuff. We have any what news?
I do have some what news.
What
news. Yeah. So we need to get our social media following up, man, so we can do like what Kendall Jenner and the other celebs are doing on social media and get paid for it to the point where the FTC will have to get involved.
Yeah.
FTC said, man, hold on. Y'all fooling way too many people. Come on, Kim Kardashian. We know you got paid to post that picture of the tea. We just need you to, since it didn't go through, you know, the ad platform.
Process or whatever, right?
And so we don't know as a follower that's really an ad.
Right.
But you got paid for it.
That's an ad.
That's an ad.
Yeah.
And so we need you to tell people
it's an ad.
Exactly. Yeah. And so what they did was FTC is telling paid influencers to disclose when their Instagram posts are ads. Can you guess how they have to do that?
This is an ad?
Nope.
I don't know.
Hashtag ads.
Oh. Nice and simple.
Yeah, nice and simple. Yeah. Hashtag ad right to the end of that post. And then everyone knows it's an ad. Now, dig this. Last year, I'm just, how much do you think Kendall Jenner maxed on an Instagram post?
So
she had to post it across all her platforms.
How much did she get paid per post?
No, she with one campaign to post this across all her platforms.
To post one thing on all of her platforms. I don't know. I would it depends on how many followers she has.
She got millions, tens of millions.
So, man, it should be worth thousands, I would think.
How about 125,000?
125,000. Wow.
For an Instagram post.
Wow. And it's probably worth it.
It's probably worth it.
Man. Punch in the face. Hashtag ass. Punch in the face to you. Like, yeah.
And punch in the face to the FTC trying to figure out how they can tax this. That's where my kind of logic comes in. Like, they had to know
that. They're just going to keep them on you know, above board, right? They're ads, right? You know, there were old days when you could promote stuff, right? And if you never used the glasses that you were promoting, then you have to disclose that it's an ad, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. So, yeah, keeping on board with that. All right. Oh, I mean, we've got some more stuff too. So that's good. Well, yeah, we would like to be charging $125,000 per post. If anybody's interested, we'd be happy to post anything.
Yeah, I don't have 10 million followers, but you know, I can do it as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, we can schedule it. All right. So if you like this podcast, we're going to ask you to do one simple thing, which is really three times.
Okay.
And that's share this podcast with three different people.
Yeah. If you're listening to this on Stitcher or maybe on your device, you're like in transit somewhere, like a lot of our users are, a lot of our listeners are, then go ahead and share it, tag it with three people who you know are business owners who could benefit from this. Maybe you're watching our Facebook Live and you know some business owners who got about 40 minutes to sit back and learn something. Share with them. Tag them in it. We so appreciate it.
Much appreciated. Hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
go ahead and call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. We have a program called Instant Leads.
Leads.
Guaranteed. What this is an AdWords campaign driving traffic to a highly optimized for conversion landing page and generating instant leads.
Yep. Leads.
Guaranteed.
T-T-T-T-T.
It's pretty simple. If you have a referral for us, we have a program for you. What that means is somebody who's interested in maybe a responsive website.
Yeah, or some email marketing or some social media marketing or some pay-per-click management. Maybe some search engine optimization.
Maybe instant leads.
Leads.
Guaranteed.
T-T-T. Hit us up.
What happens if they pay us, we pay you. So we have that referral program in place. If you're in Houston and you're interested in networking for your business, make sure you join us at upsocialnetwork.com. We are sending all of our customers there because of the value you get out of that.
Take advantage. Yeah. Just take advantage. Well, punch in the face to Nolan Davis, the good folks over at UpSocial and Vids Inc. Look, you're doing some amazing things for business owners. I really wanted to put something together that'll give business owners some additional exposure.
Yep.
Right? Exposure business, exposure services, exposure clientele and what you offer around Houston in a way that also is business networking.
Yeah.
And so it's a very fun, I can tell you this, it's a lower cost compared to some of the other, you know, paid networking opportunities out there. Take advantage.
Absolutely. And we're actually ending up on TV.
TV is going on radio. It's an amazing experience.
And he's working on Step Up to Greatness, which is a program that he's done for a long time for kids. So go into schools, typically high schools in the Houston area that are disadvantaged, and do a motivational speech called Step Up to Greatness. He's augmented that, changed it. He's bringing in the business community, and he's calling it a motivational concert. So he's got a scientist, he's got a magician. So the scientists, what they're doing is analogies for the motivation that he's preaching. He's also got an artist, so talking about having a vision, and maybe your vision is a little cloudy because you're young, and then boom, that vision comes together.
Just
really cool stuff. A motivational concert. So
yeah, take advantage. UpSocialNetwork.com. Go ahead and register.
Absolutely. Please remember, we were filmed live here in Houston, Texas at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106. Again, Houston, Texas. You can get a transcript video.
77092.
Yep, that's where we're at. Yeah. You can get a video, transcript, or audio of this podcast at our website, ewebresults.com. We are the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes. That is because you, all of you all, by the way,
right there, you who've just tuned in, you, Marcus, Kathy, all y'all tuned in live, this is because of y'all.
By the way, Charles was talking about how you could share most of the apps you might be listening to this podcast on a phone. We'll have a share button. So go ahead and hit that share button and share it. Thank you for making the most popular podcast on iTunes. In fact, your shares will help us to stay the most popular podcast on iTunes.
Hit us up with any questions you have, man. Hit us on Twitter. Hit us on Facebook. We'd be glad to answer them.
Absolutely. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.
Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pine and shining. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily.
Balance check, balance check. 370.
SEO podcast 370. Doing off the top because I wasn't ready. And it's Chris and Chuck to tell you we talking SEO. Looking at your mobile, tell you how I finna go. Let's go. SEO podcast 370.
Subscribe and follow. My brain shut off.